Phelps.
They're normally pretty good around these times, right?
That's Andy Baskin.
Yep, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Sticking to their times around now. It's not like...
Yeah, you know, I think they're very good.
I'm sure they're implementing the game plan for the Bengals for that game on September 7th. That's today. I mean, it's a big day for that, so make sure that we don't interrupt the game plans for that game.
If you missed the last segment, well, you know, shame on you. But if you did, we mentioned something from Terry Bradshaw, former Steeler quarterback, legend, Hall of Famer, now Fox Sports analyst, and has been for a very, very long time. Terry was on 103.7.
The Buzz!
In Little Rock, Arkansas. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers. We're going to hear that in a second. But he went from Aaron Rodgers to talking about a former Steeler quarterback, and I want to play it one more time, and that's the guy who now is a Cleveland Brown, Kenny Pickett. Here's Bradshaw on Pickett.
I liked Kenny Pickett. I liked him at Pitt. I know him. I know what he's like. And when they got him to Pittsburgh, here's what they didn't do. They didn't protect him. They didn't.
Was he a first rounder?
He was. They didn't get him on offensive line. They wanted to run the football, but they didn't have an offensive line that could protect, and they didn't have weapons. He had no wide receivers right. to speak of. You throw a kid in there for 2 years, and you got an offense that doesn't fit and doesn't work, and they can't run because their offensive line is not even good enough for a run-blocking team. And therefore, they say Pickett was a failure. He wasn't a failure. The Steelers were a failure. He's traded to Cleveland, who now has four quarterbacks.
Right.
And Pittsburgh really has one, I guess. Yeah.
Sounds to me like Kenny has a chance here if you listen to Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, but if you listen to the host, you thought he was related to the woman. We are who you are. What was the line? Again, I can't remember. The woman from Pittsburgh. Le'Veon. We made you who you are.
Okay. Is it bad when Andy's quoting drops, MK?
But that's like one of the best drops in the history of the show. I mean,
it's an incredible drop, but I don't know how I feel about Andy Baskin trying to do his impression.
Oh, come on. Kenny Pickett, they are who you made you, you thought you were.
We made you what you're worth.
Doesn't matter.
There you go.
I got it out. You knew what I was talking about.
Bradshaw likes Pickett.
I was out there picking up gum bands the other day.
Adds even more intrigue to the Browns quarterback battle, I think. Ryan's in Medina. Hello, Ryan.
What's up, Rhino?
I tell you what, Andy, that is a really good Southern dialect you got going on there.
Thank you. Thank you. Now,
let me tell you one thing about this.
Well, Ryan, let me tell you one thing,
that
man.
That was a Pittsburgh accent.
I thought I saw. No, wait, it doesn't matter.
Yins guys. Better get one of them, man. Yeah, man, I've been everywhere.
I'm from Southern Pittsburgh, dialect. Squirrel Hill.
What are you doing in Medina now?
I don't even know if it is.
You know what? I'm here just for 4 more days than on the Boston, ironically. But anyway, I digress, man. I'm talking about the Brownies. I tell you, this is just a, as the world turns mentality, just another quarterback carousel. And Andy Jeff, man, this reminds me of just 98, 99-ish, where we're monitoring, you know, the couches and just Clingsbury's and just whatever, really analyzing who is our quarterback for the future mentality. I haven't seen this much really overt just – everyone's on the table right now. And I truly, in my heart of heart, as a Browns fan, believe that the front office is truly pinpointing out of the collegiate level kids, the Alar, obviously, Nussmeier, and Manning. You know, I mean, these guys are pinpointing. I think the battle right now with these four gentlemen, which is going to be awesome, fine, and fun to watch, is going to be the battle for number two. Really longevity. And again, I understand Pickett is probably numero uno, and I think he is. I'm hopeful to see, obviously, if the, you know, Sanders scenario is going to play out to where he is that number two future. But the battle of number two and three, I think, is on the table. This is just such a unique year, man, because we don't have a true left tackle, which is the biggest thing to protect your guy, man. So it's just like
you might have one. DeJuan played only three games last year.
I like him a lot, okay? He's a big dude. He's the first dude off the bus. He's a big guy that's just like, man, this guy, I want him playing for us. Same time, man, you're going to be playing against the best rush defensive ends in the NFL on the planet Earth game after game after game. I hope he succeeds, but I digress, man. It is truly just a unique scenario. Me personally, I'm just pinpointing on this guy the future when it comes to collegiate level. I understand this year, in my opinion, I think Pickett's solid. God, this is the most unique year ever.
It's different, isn't it, Ryan?
I've never seen this before, man. But Andy, Jeff, I know I didn't say a lot. At the same time, I'm just a Browns fan. Hopefully everything works out. You guys have a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
I didn't say a lot. That was like a Browns press conference. I know I didn't say a lot.
You know what, Ryan?
When he did say something, it was important.
Ryan's one of our great callers and listeners, and we appreciate him very much.
Friend of the show.
He usually nails his point.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan was that call, Ryan, was absolutely what the Browns quarterback situation is all about, because you were all over the place. You were going, you had emotion, you're, and that's what the Browns quarterback thing is right now. It's unique. It's different. Is it good? It doesn't sound like it, but it's what it is. And hopefully out of this mess, they end up with a quarterback. Right now, as Terry Bradshaw said, the Browns have four. You could make the argument they have five because one's injured, and we'll see about that. And the Steelers have maybe one. The Steelers might have two, because there's another guy who's kind of floating around out there who we keep hearing about the Steelers, and that's Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
who needs a team if he wants to play football. Does he want to play football? That's the question. Terry, in his appearance on 103.7.
Psst. Oh.
The Buzz! There you go. In Little Rock, Arkansas.
Sorry, I forgot.
Was asked about Aaron Rodgers, oddly enough. And get ready, folks, because this is good stuff.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. That is just, to me, is a joke. Whoa. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
and chew on bark and, and whisper to the gods out there. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am. And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Wow. Go chew on some bark.
It's going to start snowing?
Did you catch that? Going to chew on some bark.
Wow.
It's going to start snowing. Terry not really endearing himself to the Steeler organization during his appearance on 103.7.
The Buzz!
In Little Rock, Arkansas. Why did you change your approach to why you were saying the Buzz?
Because it depends on the hour and the day part. And just
is that
people,
what it is?
Yeah, people want more excitement in the afternoon. They want, I just woke up grumpiness with the Buzz.
Okay. That was Terry. That was funny is what that was. Can you
Aaron Rodgers 100% knows who Terry Bradshaw is. Well, come on, there's no.
Yeah, but good exactly. for Terry. You go up and introduce yourself.
Yeah, no, I give it. But he made it sound like even after he said it that Aaron was ice cold, right?
Yeah, it was snowing.
Wow.
If you're the Steelers and you, what did you think if you're Mike Tomlin, if you're the Rooneys and you hear that? I'm guessing you're thinking, Terry, could you please just.
Who cares?
Leave us out of your conversations.
Yeah, but if you're Terry, who cares?
If you're Terry, you don't care. He just proved that.
I mean, when's the last time Terry
bashed the guy they might bring in, and he praised the guy that they gave up on?
Yeah, it's not like Terry works for the Steelers.
No, but that's not what I said.
I know, but.
What I said was, if you're the Steelers, what are you thinking? And you're thinking, Terry, just please don't say a word. And instead, Terry did, and Terry just lit up Aaron Rodgers and then lit up the Steelers for the way they handled Kenny Pickett. Does Terry's thought about Kenny Pickett change your thought about him here in any way, shape, or form?
No, it doubles down on what I thought and what I thought about his time in Pittsburgh. That's all.
He's unproven
to me. He was in a bad situation in Pittsburgh. Steeler fans will tell you that. I think if you're a Steeler fan, you're hoping that doesn't come back to haunt you. That's all. And by the way, how many things have come back to haunt the Steelers? Since the 70s. Not much.
Not too many.
No. We're the haunted castle over here on the lakefront. I mean, they've got a patient, professional aura that continues to keep us, you know, in last place year after year after year. So it is a weird situation where the Steelers are. Now, I hate the fact that I even respect them, but I do. I respect the Steelers.
Well, how could you not?
How do you not respect the Steelers? Yeah. I know.
How could you not?
Kills me. The only people I don't respect are Browns fans that we lost to the Steelers because the Browns moved.
Some of them speak highly of you.
If you're born in Northeast Ohio, it's just bad parenting if you're not a Browns fan, even if they stink. And now all of a sudden, if you're both your parents are Browns fans, it's hereditary. I've seen this in the you ever see those gene charts?
Yeah, it's like
one parent's a Browns fan, the other parent's a Browns fan. They can understand coping with misery. the child should be a Browns fan, not someone who turned the cheek and went over to the Steelers, man. Went to the dark side, or even worse, the Ravens.
Let me ask you a Baskin type question.
Mm-hmm.
You've been asking everybody who we have, give me your depth chart for the quarterbacks, right? With the Browns.
I think there's two different ways to.
Well, hold on, that's not what I want to ask you.
Okay, takes the fun out of it.
Give me your depth chart of quarterback intrigue for these guys.
Oh,
it's which guy do you think is the most intriguing?
Sanders. No questions.
Who's second? Gabriel?
It's probably Gabriel.
Yeah, I think probably two. But I think Kenny Pickett is real close to there. The least intriguing of these options is clearly Joe Flacco, because you know what you know what Joe is. He's you know, he's been around a long time. You know what Flacco is. And if the other guys all fail, well, then thank goodness that Joe Flacco's on this team.
Yeah.
And he could step in and be your starting quarterback. But the three most intriguing guys are the others. And I think Sanders is very intriguing.
The hard part about the Browns story with quarterback right now is I could ask you which one of them is not going to be on the roster when the season starts. And someone could call, or you could talk to the next person in line. And that same person that the first person thought won't be here, they'll say that they're going to be the starter next year. There is no rhyme or reason to where we are right now with this quarterback lineup. There just isn't. If Gabriel or Sanders lights it up, one of those two guys easily could be the starter, and then Pickett becomes expendable. Flacco could be expendable.
Yeah.
Or do you want Joe here because you want to keep two young quarterbacks and you want to have a guy around that's going to be able to guide them, and if something falters or doesn't look right, you can go to the bullpen and bring Joe Flacco in. Or do you want to start the season?
We know one of those veterans is going to be on the team.
Right. And then if you ask me, okay, the Browns start the season with the Bengals and the Ravens, what quarterback out there probably gives you the best chance to win those two games? Sorry, it's Flacco.
Might not be.
To me, it's Flacco.
I can make the argument that
who
it's
Who do
Pickett.
I trust? Who would I trust? Who of those four guys, who am I going to hand the football to? It's Joe Flacco. And if he falters, then I'm pulling him out. I do think you're going to have a little bit of a baseball manager's mentality with this quarterback situation. And the whole, he started, I got to leave him in because he's a starter. No. Yeah, I don't think they can play it that way.
You could even see a situation where you're playing multiple quarterbacks in a game.
Yes.
You really could.
Now, is that bad?
Oh, it's not ideal. Ideal is one of these guys is head and shoulders above everybody else and you start him. I mean, that's ideal.
I think they could, you're right, Jeff, that they could go through multiple quarterbacks in a game.
I do think that. And I just... The least ideal situation is that Flacco's the starter, and it's only because, to me, that the other guys didn't do very well.
The only problem with switching up quarterbacks in the middle of a game for the Browns now is if you bring Gabriel in, he's left-handed. So now things have to be kind of in reverse on the field. Good football players, it shouldn't matter.
They'll figure that out.
I don't think it should matter, but...
Yeah, not a problem.
I don't.
Kevin's in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're hanging in.
Hey, I'm going to just play devil's advocate a little bit here with the Steelers and this whole. Okay, they're this great franchise and they're the greatest thing since God to walk in the NFL. Absolutely not. Their quarterback room has been a disaster since Big Ben left. And I mean, just recently,
well, it's not easy to get a starter. Look at us.
They screwed up the Justin Fields situation so badly. He went to the Jets just to get away from them. I mean, and now they're like a beggar on the side of the street with their hat in hand saying, oh, please, Rodgers, please come play with me. That's pathetic and ridiculous. I mean, no, the Steelers are not some great franchise. Matter of fact, they're looking pathetic and like losers right now.
All right, Kevin.
So here's my point on that, and I don't disagree. When's the last time the Steelers came in fourth place in the North? I'll wait.
Never?
I'll wait.
Is it ever?
As much as you want to hate them and they might look that way to you, when you're sitting where we're sitting – you have no right to talk.
Chris Easterling covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. He's joining us next. His thoughts on Bradshaw's comments and what we're going to see here in OTAs coming up next.